Very excited to be joined here by Andrea Danini from the Old Strathcona Business Association. Andrea, really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day. Can you tell us about the Sweet Treats and Latte Festival?
No, I absolutely can. And thank you very much for asking about it. Whitehead, pretty excited to be hosting for the sixth year in a row the Sweet Treats and Latte Festival, which sees this year 41 participating restaurants and cafes joining in to provide a sweet treat or drink special at budget-friendly prices over the next 10 days, so until the 22nd of February. So it creates a really wonderful way for people to come out and visit the area, get to know a new restaurant or cafe, or try some of their old favorites and see what they're offering up as a treat this time of year.
Cannot wait to try out some of those restaurants. Like you said, there's 41 local businesses. Of those, 18 are brand new to the festival and 7 have recently opened in the past year. What do you think that says about how much everybody loves this festival and how businesses also want to be associated with this festival?
I think it's the right thing at the right time, and it really does bring people out and gets the new clientele interested in the businesses. But overall, I think it's also indicative of how White Ave is doing and how this area and the interest in arts and culture and shopping local is really taking off in our city.
And is this a good way for community to get together as well? We're always, of course, Edmonton's a festival city. We got another one. It just seems like we just love getting together, don't we?
Oh, we do. And especially over the winter months, I heard somebody describe it as like the blah dark days, but there's nothing better than a blah dark day that's brightened by a treat, a warm drink, and the company of somebody, you know, you like and care about. So I think everybody should be bringing their sweetie, their family, their friends, their neighbors out for a chance to just enjoy each other.
Now, if somebody wants to go to the Sweet Treats and Latte Festival, Andrea, and it's their first time, do you have any advice for first timers?
Oh, I do. Follow us on Instagram. We're at Old Strathcona and oldstrathcona.ca. You can find all of the listings of all of the businesses that are part of it, all of the things that they're offering. You'll see a little map. You can figure out what path you want to take and who you want to hit. And then you can combine it with some of the shopping in the area as well. So get a treat, do a little walking, make a little space for another one, stop somewhere else. And everywhere you stop, you'll be able to get a sticker for a card. And once you have 5 stickers, you're entered into a draw for gift cards. And once you have 10, you're entered into an even larger draw.
That was my next question, was asking about that little sticker card. Is it a free card people can pick up as they go about their shopping and checking out these businesses?
It sure is. You pick one up for free. And then every business you visit that's on the list of the 41 will give you a sticker. And as I said, once you get entered, then there's gift cards that we have that we're giving away at different values. And the prize packs are at like $25, $50, and $150 worth of gift cards you'll be entered to win.
Well, that sounds like a pretty sweet deal to me. Go check out some amazing local restaurants and you might win yourself a prize. I love all of that. My one final question for you. What are you most looking forward to over the next 10 days or so?
The excuse to go and get coffees and drinks and treats and have my meetings in all sorts of different places all over the avenue. I think it's just so lovely to see everything. And I can even bring my dog out for one of them.
There we go. Well, we absolutely love that. The Sweet Treats and Latte Festival is back February 12th to the 22nd. 41 businesses going to be participating this year. So if you want to get out and about, maybe meet some people and bring a friend or two, that is certainly encouraged. Andrea, thank you so much for this and really looking forward to a great 10 days of this festival.
Thank you, Daryl.